Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about God's promises and how He fulfills His plans even when others plot against Him. When our plans and desires go against Him, He has a way to turn them so that He always wins. This past Sunday, we took a look at the first part of Matthew 26, where the religious leaders were plotting and secretly plotting to have Him killed. What they somehow didn't realize, and Jesus had told His disciples in the verses immediately preceding reading that they're plotting to have Him killed, that, well, His time is up. He's headed to Jerusalem, where He will be handed over and crucified. He was aware of their plots. In fact, it was part of God's promise to save us from sin. And so throughout each weekday morning, we're going to take a look at some aspect of the promises of God and how we benefit from that. And today we're going to talk and pray about a promised graciousness. Not a word that I typically hear used a lot other than Bible and church type settings, but a word that we ought to adopt and live with. Psalm 119, verse 58, a psalmist says, I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. There was a recognition that seeking God's face would result, and we've talked about that and we'll continue to talk about that as one of the great and precious promises of God, is that when we seek Him, we will find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. And this wholehearted seeking of God's face resulted in a claim of God's promise to be gracious. Now that's important, because when we seek God's face, whether we understand or realize it or not, we do not want to be met with what we deserve. That would be disastrous for us. I've mentioned it numerous times. I relax by watching court cases on YouTube. And it's fascinating the number of people that are charged and found guilty of various offenses and still think that they can be disrespectful to the judge, that they can demand certain treatment, that somehow their belligerence will get them a lesser sentence. Never seen it work. In fact, it appears that it usually costs them. There are others who come very remorseful. Not just remorseful in getting caught, but an apparent recognition that their actions were inappropriate. Looking for some help, some leniency, some graciousness. And more often than not, those individuals, they not seen them get off, but they're treated in a manner that reflects their treatment of the court. And unfortunately, I think there are times in our life where we seek God's face with a whole heart in order to tell him why we're not that bad of a person. And he knows better. And I think we know better. You see, if we seek God's face and we find him, and he deals with us according to what we deserve, we're in trouble. No, what we want, what we need, when we seek God's face and we find him, is exactly what he promises to give when we seek him with a whole heart, and that's grace. His mercy, his lack of giving us the punishment we deserve, is an incredible gift. But he doesn't stop there. He includes a graciousness, an undeserved gift, that not only involves forgiveness, but it involves adoption of us as his sons, as his daughters, as his children. A welcoming home to where we really belong. And when we think about the promised graciousness of God, it makes that seeking of him with a whole heart so much more desirable. I don't know about you, but when I would do something wrong, and there were those times when I did, and still do. But as a child, when I recognized that I had done things wrong, I was not all that likely to seek mom or dad with a whole heart. In fact, I was just as soon that they didn't know where I was at. Because I did not want the correction and the discipline that I knew would be coming. But even in the midst of growing up, there was a recognition in my life that in addition to the correction and discipline, there would be a graciousness. And sometimes we like the promise of God's graciousness, but when we experience the correction and discipline, we conclude that he's not very gracious at all. But the Bible makes it clear, what father who actually loves his children does not discipline them? And so being disciplined and corrected by God does not diminish his graciousness at all. In fact, it amplifies it. Because he welcomes us. And he says, it's time to get cleaned up, and I'm going to help with that. His gift of welcoming us into his family includes a transformation process that only he can do in our life. And so, from wherever we're at, may we seek God with a whole heart, because we know we'll find his promised graciousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself. It gives us a way to approach you and find a promised graciousness. that way is to approach you with a whole heart, hiding nothing, recognizing an exposure that is not comfortable, but that's necessary. Understanding the correction and discipline that we need and how that relates to your graciousness is a gift. And your Spirit helps us. As we cry out to you, we know that we need a forgiveness of our sins, and you make that possible through the blood of Jesus. As we cry out to you, we know we don't really deserve anything good from you, and yet you give those undeserved gifts. Your love, your goodness, your faithfulness, your compassion. And Father, as we experience those, we experience your graciousness. But Father, it's not just your graciousness that is a part of this promise. It's a graciousness that teaches us how we ought to live. Father, forgive us for those times where we've experienced your graciousness, we've needed it, and yet we've turned around and treated others poorly, extending no grace at all. And Father, may we grow in our graciousness towards others as we grow in an awareness of just how your graciousness towards us has not only been extended, but it has been what we absolutely needed. And so God, today, as we experience that grace, help us to be more gracious to others. And in our graciousness towards others, may we continually lift up Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.